Hello to everybody who doesn't need to explain to them what a fart bomb is. It's Beautiful Anonymous. 1 hour, one phone call, no names, no holds barred.
I'd rather go one-on-one. I think it'll be more fun, and I'll get to know you, and you'll get to know me.
Hi, everybody. It's Chris Gethard. I know not everybody loves a long intro, so I just wanted to let you know, if you're looking to go right to the phone call, I get it. I'd appreciate if you might consider signing up at beautifulanonymous.com, so I'll slip that plug in. Otherwise, I'll tell you that the intro this week is just about 10 minutes long, so if you skip about 9.5, 10 minutes, you'll get right to the phone call. Thanks so much, and enjoy. Hi, everybody. Chris Gethard here, welcoming you to another episode of Beautiful Anonymous. I have to say thank you to everybody who listens, who supports the show. We are solidly into our independent era now. I can say faithfully that the show, there's been so many exciting times with the show. There's been so many stretches where I feel like we go on hot streaks. There's different eras I can think to of where I've been at in my life. But I can tell you, this new independent era, one thing I think about so consistently, the show has never felt more fun to do and more personal to me. And as far as an evolution goes, I feel great about that. And I thank you all for being a part of the ride. Just want to put out there, if you're someone who wants to support the show and maybe you're not looking to sign up for another monthly fee, Beautiful Anonymous Plus sounds cool, but it's not for you. If you are into it, by the way, beautifulanonymous.com. As of this recording, I keep you updated every week. 630 people as I'm recording this. That's nothing to sneeze at. A far cry from the 2,500 that will get me a major financial bonus, but whatever it is. I do just want to say we're in this independent era now. We don't have the support of a network. We don't have anybody throwing advertising dollars into it or giving us free promos on other shows. So if you want to throw us an iTunes review and you haven't done so yet, perfect time to do it over at Apple Podcasts. If you want to tweet about the show, tell friends about it, throw it up on Facebook that you're a listener, all of those things help way more than you know. At the end of the day, word of mouth is the best advertising, and we're living in a world where those things can build online. So thanks so much in advance. I've been out here getting out on the road, doing stuff. It's been very fun. I did a show in Brooklyn at Littlefield for my nonprofit job, Laughing Together, where I'm building out a lot of mental health services and schools that relate to the arts and comedy in particular. Have to thank everybody who showed up back on February 3rd. We had that room totally sold out. We raised over $4,100 that's going to go towards mental health services and schools. And the venue was really thrilled with how it went. They asked us to do another one on March 1st, so I'll be at Littlefield in Brooklyn on March 1st. And the lineup for this one is just as sick as the last one. It's my friend Kate Nichols, who is both a great comedian from New Jersey and a licensed clinical social worker, so you can see why it's such a good fit for Laughing Together. Kenise Mobley, who's one of Brooklyn's finest. Joyelle Nicole Johnson, who I will tell you, I've had to follow Joyelle twice in recent memory on stage, and it's not easy. And I generally don't have fear about following anybody. You could put me up and I can keep the momentum of the show going with Joyelle. It is hard. And then, of course, the great Joe Pera, who I've been friends with for years. He used to appear on the old Gethard show, went on to have his own show on Adult Swim, and he's just truly a unique treasure doing his own thing. That's March 1st. I've also got shows in Vancouver on February 15th. So, Canada, I will see you there. If you're in Western Canada, I'm doing the Biltmore Cabaret as part of Just for Laughs Vancouver on February 15th. March 9th, Jersey, I'm doing a special show, Boot and Coffee, real tiny show. It's almost sold out already. I have these friends in a sketch group called Business Casual. They just performed at the first Laughing Together show, and they're so hilarious. They asked me to set up a Jersey show for them, so I'll be opening up that show. And then we're doing a live Beautiful Anonymous taping as part of the Treefort Music Fest. So Andrea and I will be out at the Egyptian Theater on March 23rd. That's out in Boise, Idaho. So chrisgeth.com if you want tickets to any of those. Anything else to say in this intro? Anything that's been on my mind? I will say this, and it dovetails very nicely into the call. and this is, I mean, it's going to affect everyone everywhere, particularly our American listeners, and that is our largest base, but we have seen it. I mentioned in the course of this call that 2016, the show launched. It was an election season. It started to show up, sometimes explicitly on the show, sometimes sort of as this omnipresent background noise. 2020, same thing. Now we're in 2024. This election's going to be stressful. It's going to mess with the circuitry of how American brains work. We're going to see it in our friends and neighbors again, that things are going to get weird. And it's on all of us to take care of ourselves and the people we love in those moments. I really want to encourage you, think about your own well-being. Think about your own mental health. I am at a point where I sit here and I go, how do I both contribute, whether it's financially, as someone with a decent-sized platform, not a huge one, but nothing to sneeze at? How do I contribute? How do I be active and even activist on the things that feel most important to me, while also remembering that it is so easy? You know, there's been this phrase for decades, the military-industrial complex. There's also the election-industrial complex. There's whole industries that want to jam news about this and fear about this down our throats. And I'm not saying to, you know, not look up when the sky is falling. I'm not saying stick your head in the sand. I am saying at the end of the day, get as much information as you need to feel informed and bold in your choices, and like you're making choices that you're willing to stand by. Gauge how much you want to be someone who gets out there and talks to other people to rally. But be honest with yourself about that. And also understand that you cast a vote, you do your part, and you also need to protect yourself. We saw last time, people got driven down QAnon rabbit holes. That's coming again. There were tons of articles about people who started buying into conspiracies to the level where their families were torn apart. This is not okay. And the fact that there's so many people making money off of that is not okay. That there are people manipulating algorithms to feed that to people, not okay. And that's one example, but it goes in many different directions of extremism. Please, let's take care of ourselves. Now, why does that come up with this one? For probably the most hilarious reason you could ever imagine, because you're not going to see it coming. You're not going to see it coming. This caller will be an all-time favorite of our fan base. I can feel it in my bones. I tell the caller, this is one of the most delightful weirdos I've ever had the chance to speak to for an hour. And man, in not just this show, but my whole life has been about connecting with delightful weirdos. And I'd like to think being a delightful weirdo on my best days. Our caller helps run a kite store. How does that tie into the election? You'll find out. But when I tell you that we speak about things that are so juvenile and silly, some of the most juvenile and silly things that we've ever spoken about on this show, that's not an exaggeration. And when you see that we come to realize that our caller, because of working in a kite store, is also uniquely positioned to be a canary in the coal mine of American political trends and how things get swayed and what products people start to buy as political movements, political winds blow in different directions. That's not an exaggeration either. If you like the lowbrow, beautiful anonymous calls, you're going to have parts where you love this one. If you like the ones that get sort of political and philosophical and thoughtful, not overtly political, but where you start to see how real life and politics intersect, which is one of the things I love most about the show, when that happens and you get to see real glimpses of how people's real lives intersect with political changes and moments, you're going to love this one. It's silly, but it's smart. If this was a meal, it would be like a chocolate-covered pretzel, savory and sweet, at the same time with a unique human being that I feel so lucky to have spent a chunk of time talking to. You're now going to hear the call. I hope you enjoy it as well. Don't forget, if you want even more with the caller, beautifulanonymous.com. You can sign up over there. There's options where you can sign up for $5 a month, $10 a month. If you buy at an annual basis, you get a huge discount. I made sure of that. And there is a tier where you can pay, you know, for the people with disposable income. If you pay $150 minimum, you get everything everybody else gets. And think about that. That's only a little bit more than $10 a month if you pay for the $150 a year. And I send you a personalized thank you letter. And I've been typing out these letters, and it's been a joy sending them all over America. Plus, they've gone to Canada and England so far as well. It's been so cool. It's just been so cool. So thanks to everybody who's been signing up at beautifulanonymous.com if you want more with the callers. Thanks to everybody who's been listening and supporting this new, very fun-to-do, gratifying version of the show. I hope to see some of you out on the road when I'm there. And most of all, take care of yourselves and enjoy one of the most spectacularly unique and delightful weirdos in the history of this show.
Thank you for calling Beautiful Anonymous. A beeping noise will indicate when you are on the show with the host.
Chris?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Chris? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How are you?
Chris? Oh, good, how are you? Everything coming clear?
Everything's coming in great. You're great.
What's up? Okay, great. So let me make sure, because I'm in the back room of my store. How's your day been going?
It's okay. I'm not feeling 100%, but I'll spare you the gory details of that.
Oh no. Hey, go for the gory details. I'm a listener. I'm a listener just like you, my man.
Well, if you really want them, so. Andrea does not, but anyway, for you and Liz. So I've always had a bad stomach my whole life. And in my 40s, it's only getting worse. So I had a colonoscopy recently, and everything came back relatively okay, except I was put on a medicine to clear the system. And let me just say that medicine is working very well. We'll just say that.
Oh, I totally understand. My father, he has some problems with his. He has to get regular colonoscopies, like not every few years. And it's like, I know what he has to drink. And I'm like, well, I'll be sitting here by myself for a while, while he's, you know, in the bathroom for a while. And, I will tell you that don't go to Starbucks and get the olive oil. They have a new olive oil drink there that you put some olive oil, and apparently it clears out your stomach. So
Starbucks is selling olive oil based colon cleansers.
It's like, seriously, like they put olive oil, like a thing of olive oil. It's called like Olienta or something like that.
Starbucks Oliato.
And that's it, Oliato. Yeah, you'll be feeling it. So, well, that sucks.
Yeah, here's an article.
That's not fun at all to go and back.
Some customers are complaining the new olive oil infused Starbucks drink is making them run to the bathroom.
Really?
Starbucks, what are you doing?
Not for everyone. I don't know. Maybe it's like. Maybe it's just like, we're going to give them this one so they have to purchase another drink to make us feel better. Or maybe purchase some more food or something. I don't know.
Yeah, go get something starchy to soak up all the olive oil that's causing you to run to the bathroom, according to CNN.com.
Yep. And it's a staple, as what I've heard, too. Now it's going to be like on their menu. Like, not just a one-time springtime, it's on their menu.
Wow. So,
yummy. Yeah.
None of us saw this coming.
I didn't even know olive oil was something. No. Nope. Well, other than that, which is unfortunate, very unfortunate, everything else going okay?
Everything's good. Everything's pretty chill. I'm feeling pretty good about life. Yeah. I will say, just to follow up, if you, you know, since we're talking about olive oil infused Starbucks drinks, if you have not ever gone and read the reviews of the sugar-free gummy bears that Amazon was selling for a while, there were sugar-free gummy bears that were causing people to have real bathroom problems. And the reviews are some of the best things the internet's ever produced. So big recommendation there for
everybody. I bet.
A lot of people going.
That's good. That would be my.
A lot of people going, I bought a gallon jug of these gummy bears for my four children and my house only has two toilets. Screw you. Like a lot of stuff like that.
Who gummy bears? I think gummy bears is even worse. So it's just a gummy bear.
Yeah, nobody's expecting that.
You know what you're kind of getting it too? It's like gummy bears. So, way to go, Amazon. I mean, fun. These corporate places are just beating down the bathrooms. They're going to sell you the toilet too. You're going to go buy from Amazon, I need a new toilet, and you got to get that nice duvet or whatever, bidet. That's what it's called. You're not getting it cheap. And you got to make it work. And it's like, they own the cycle, otherwise said.
There you go. There you go. Now, how are you? We got off to this potty talk.
So great way to get into a good, calm, culture fun talking. My day is going okay. It's pretty cold where I am. At least I think it's pretty cold where I am. I'm from the good old South, so, but you couldn't tell from my accent whatsoever. I've gone through your resolution podcast a few times. The first time I got through it was I wanted to finish it. Well, actually, I think I've gotten through three times now that I think about it. but one of the times I know I talked about my 18,000 piece puzzle, which is sitting in many boxes right now.
Okay.
Because it's but if I try to finish it, it'd be all over the floor. But I do. One thing I like to talk to people about, puzzles are not for just old people. I don't know if you and Cal or Hallie are into that at puzzles at all, but I do suggest good puzzles for fun times inside because they're freaking awesome.
I got no problems with puzzles. I have no argument.
You know, good. For God's sake, I've done a 4,000 piece puzzle, which is pretty awesome. And I'm only 33, and I'm like an old person kind of thing. That's what my hobbies include. but the other thing I mentioned last time was my family, and none of my family listens to. Well, my dad listens to the podcast, but he doesn't listen to it. Unfortunately, he does not listen to yours. He listens to the Law News podcast. But so I won't give it away. My family owns a kite store, and I...
The kite store!
Mentioned that I wanted to... the kite store, that's it. Yes, sir.
Hey, the kite store. Yep, I remember the kite store.
That's me, yep. Yeah, we've had a kite store. This will be our 43rd or 44th year in business. And it's been in this area. It's been a very much of a staple in this area for so long. And it's amazing how much, I've only worked for the store for about 10 or 11 years now. And it's amazing how much you can bring joy to a person with kites. And I just had a gentleman come in this morning who is probably in his early 60s, and he bought a $200 kite for me.
A $200 kite?
Wow. And yeah, and that's not too much. I've had kites sell for, I have a kite in my store right now that runs see which one. I have a credit in my store that runs about $600.
$600, you said?
$600.
Now, okay, yeah. Here's my first question is, are there many dedicated kite stores? And if so, do you all know each other?
I would say there's a good bunch, So, and yes, we all know each other. We know we're good friends. We're good rivalries, frenemies, more or less. Because we know we're a small bunch. There's a bunch of us in the Southeast area. There's a few in Maryland and Delaware, and there's very few in Cali, and there's a few in Florida, but Cali and Florida, they're both picked over because of rent. But there's one store that a lot of people know that they have a few franchises all in North Carolina and South Carolina. But there's a good bunch of us, and we all kind of collaborate on a lot of different things because there's still not a lot of people who make these products too, so we have to kind of be close to the vest on that one.
Are there? I am aware of, and because every once in a while on this show, people know that I will be vaguely aware of some subculture that exists out there. And this is one that I can't claim to have any firsthand knowledge of, but I had a friend who years ago, he's actually my friend Zach, who a lot of you might know because he played Gabe on The Office and he was on Silicon Valley. He was in Central Park and met these people flying kites. And they were specifically part of this subculture of fighting kites. Where, if I remember right, the string would almost have like a glass embedded in it. And the idea was to try to cut the other person's string and fight with your kites. Is this something that you help deal with this subculture of kite fighters?
We don't try to because it could be dangerous. They do that a lot. That's a very, 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 very popular thing in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and all those other areas in the Mid East, countries. They still do celebrate that a lot. It's people are and they don't see those kites. Also, the kites are not that expensive either. The glasses, and we like. It's usually when we have events, if someone even wants to do that, there's so many kids around it, like, that's just, not just up like, well, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to have kids in class. I don't need to be on, the front page news about a kid getting, sharp shards of glass in their feet. But, so it's still very popular. It's not as popular as it once was, still do that, yeah.
Is that a pride thing, or do people gamble on those fights? What is the nature of the kite fighting?
So the person, it's more of a pride thing because the person who wins the whole thing gets the kite. And so they give, because like I said, they make those kites. They're not like the kites I sell in my store. They make those kites. And so it's definitely a pride thing. It's just like, they're just getting fun out of it. It's also just a very old tradition of kite finding that they used to do. And that's all it is. It's more of, it could be more of a cultural thing than, Mid-East cultural thing than more of a kite thing, because they do make small fighter kites that are tiny. The ones that your friend referred to were big kites. But the fighter kites are not going to be for glass purposes because those are well made.
Wow. I like that you know. I could not throw you for a loop at all on that. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Nah, I get to hear about it almost every single day, so my life.
So then I got to ask, what goes into a $600 kite?
Yeah, of course. So $600 kite, they are, it's basically either, it could be a four-handed kite, a four-string kite, I should say, or two-string kite, which is pretty cool. It's kind of like the big kites that you see that on the flying on the water, like the water, the kite surfing kites, but a little bit smaller. Have you ever seen the kite surfing guys?
Yeah, I've seen kite surfers out there going, launching themselves off the waves.
Yep, and so those kites are huge. Those huge. The ones I have in my $600 one are close to that size, but not quite. But they come with their trick kites. They're going to have nice line sets. I know this is probably boring to all the listeners.
No, this is what I live for. Is someone who can tell me intimately about all the details of the kite subculture. This is like why I signed up for this gig.
But they, they're just, I mean, and the way they, the company that makes these kites are one of the best in the country. And it's just a really, it's, it has like also like a stake that you put in the ground. Cause these are on the, you fly on the land. I mean, they're, like I said, they're huge. So they'll give you a good old pull too. And so if you want to be pulled pretty far, you can do that. But they're just, I mean, there's that. I mean, I also have, a kite that's $600 too. That's just, what's called a Delta. It's a triangle shaped kite, but it's just a giant version of that too. But that's $600. So there, I mean, it kind of goes all over the place too.
Now, who are the people that you find are most enthusiastic about kites? Is it older people? Is it people where it's been a family tradition that's been passed down? Who are the people keeping you in business for decades?
Yeah, so they're going to be my, like I said, I am in the South. They're going to be my old rich white guys, to be honest.
Okay.
And when you see a woman in a kite store, there's a few other women in kite stores that I know that are like business people, like they're well with the management, but so it's a lot of guys who are into it, but I have a gentleman who's one of our favorite customers, and he is maybe like in his 70s, I think. And he just buys up all my big kites. If I find some really weird looking kite, he'll buy it. Then he'll, I have a guy who's like in his 50s or 40s. He buys up some big ones. But there's like a lot of other fun things I can do that kite flying too. Like what you should look up if you ever have time to look up is different kite festivals. And you'll see all the different people. Like I have a woman who's actually her and her husband, they buy kites all over the place, and they it's like a setup. It's like I call it artwork in the sky. So it could be all different people who like to do that, but it's definitely not, I don't have too many, like I have, like if it's going to be a young person, it's probably a person who definitely like you said, with family, like maybe like I have a family whose dad is really into it, and his son got really into it, and his son's like 16. So it's people are just kind of amazed, more or less, like, oh my gosh, this kite, a kite? I'm like, yep, that's a kite. So it's kind of cool to see all the different things that come out with kites.
And do you sell exclusively kites? Is this like a specific kite?
No. My dad and my uncle owned the store, and they started the store in about in 1982, and they realized that in this area that they were not going to be able to just sell kites. And so they had to get into a lot of other things. So I have all the, like, we have all sorts of things. Like, it's, I let's just say, like, I have the phrase of, this looks like a big Spencer has been uttered in my store many times. And I kind of roll my eyes. I'm like,
now you say Spencer's, I think like a thing you can put in your back windshield that pulls down its pants if you want to tell another driver off, or fart spray. Like, these are the types of things I think about Spencer's.
Okay. You hit the nail. So this is, remember, I said brother, I said two brothers own it. So you got it. You hit the nail on it. Two brothers own it. And so that's why I kind of have to deal with most days, is that I have two brothers who are still boys, even though they're in their 60s. I have in behind my counter, we keep it behind our counters for a reason, is I have multiple versions of fart stuff. I have fart bombs. I have stink bombs. I have the glass ones. And I have the five fart spray, but the one that everyone wants is liquid ass. What? Yeah.
What is liquid ass?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Chris. It is, okay, let's start out with this. When we get into it in inventory and when it comes to the store, the bag reeks. Filled, they're all sealed. The bag reeks. I'm like, oh gosh, we got this again. And so it's I've never smelled it, but I make my customers smell it if they want to try it. I'm like, you really want to try it? You want to put it? People just have to put up their nose under their nose, and I've seen multiple people like just stench away from it. Like, just under their nose. They haven't sprayed it. They just like revile it. Like, it's awful. It's so like one of our employees and my dad say kind of like the fart spray is like, I think it's very weird I'm talking about this, but fart spray is like a sulfur kind of smell to it. Liquid ass will stay there for a while. And you really want to kind of go retch somewhere very fast. It's a really good, like, so since we, so I mean, this might, I mean, again, I don't know anyone, none of my friend circle, unfortunately, do not listen to your, they're missing out on good life. They live in kind of a resorty town, to say the least. And so when people want to prank someone, I tell them, you know, the good pranks are, you know, you spray it when you're in an elevator, push all the buttons and you leave, kind of thing. And then the other one, you could put in like a jacuzzi and you leave. I know multiple people who have, when they've told me, they've, you know, spray it in someone's hat of some sort. And put it there. But we do keep it by the counter. I will not sell it to any gentlemen who are buying it and they're still there in the store. I will say, when you're leaving, you can get this stuff. So yeah, that is actually a very big seller.
Is liquid ass.
People love it. Liquid ass. It's great. My personal favorite thing is when people buy it and they're like, ha ha ha, like, I'm gonna burn them. Like when a mom buys it or something like that, it's funny because they're just gonna prank their sons or their kids. It's great.
Kids come in to buy it, are you like, ooh, these kids are gonna get suspended from school? And I'm vaguely aware of that.
I wish I could say yes, but it's like, can't say, I can't tell them no. Like, I mean, if that, especially if their parents, like, if the parents are right there, I'm like, the parents are usually pretty controlled. I just hope they're not going to do anything too stupid. Like, I mean, I have some very mennecky, stupid people coming to my store.
It is not your job to regulate what people do with liquid ass. Okay. You pray that they use liquid ass responsibly. You hope that someone reads all the warning labels and thinks about the implications of unleashing liquid ass upon the world. But at the end of the day, you can't hold their hands through the liquid ass process. If they get their hands on liquid ass
and they
walk out those doors, they've got to deal with the real world consequences. And I think you can hold your head up high knowing that it's not on you where the liquid ass gets used. Let's pause right there. It is true. You know, when you sell a product like liquid ass, when it walks out that door, it's no longer your responsibility. I firmly believe that. Not all products and services can make that claim. But in that particular case, you have to at some point stop thinking about where the liquid ass goes. Speaking of products and services, we do have ads on this show. We'll be right back. You ever tried to break a bad habit? Felt like you're out there climbing Mount Everest wearing nothing but flip-flops. It's tough breaking these bad habits. We've all been there. Everyone's been there, okay? But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up. It's about switching up. It's about adjusting. It's about maintaining some aspects of a habit that are not bad in order to get away from the bad sides of it. It's a very forward-thinking way of handling this issue. Fume takes your habit, makes it better, makes it healthier, and a lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that helps you adjust your habits. Instead of vapor, which can be all the things you've read about, Fume uses simple flavored air. Instead of electronics, which bring with them all sorts of environmental concerns, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume just uses simple, delicious flavors. So you get it. You get what I'm saying here. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy. It makes replacing your bad habits easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial. It's designed with movable parts. It's got magnets in it, so it's very good for fidgeting with your hands. That can be very good for de-stressing, for getting to a zen place, for lowering anxiety while breaking a habit. The taste is good. Think like herbal tea on this one, okay? If vapor is more like a soda with corn syrup in it, think of Fume's flavors as something more natural, more healthy, like an herbal tea. Think about the feel. Think about the fact that the device itself, it's fun to fidget with, help take your mind off things, retain some of the tactile sensations that come along with a habit. The look, okay? Real wood. Shape. The shape, it's handcrafted. You feel cool using it, okay? And Fume's just released a magnetic stand for your Fume, so there's no more losing it around the house. It's got a stand. You know exactly where it is at all times, okay? You can even spin the Fume around on the stand, fidget even more. Start the year off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/beautiful. Get that journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when they use the code BEAUTIFUL to help start making the good habit that much easier. That's tryfume.com/beautiful. Thanks again to our advertisers. Now let's get back to the phone call. You can't hold their hands through the liquid ass process. If they get their hands on liquid ass
and they
walk out those doors, they've got to deal with the real world consequences. And I think you can hold your head up high knowing that it's not on you where the liquid ass gets used.
I agree. And they're going to use it and they're going to have fun. And you know what? Sucks to suck if they get suspended because that's not my fault. They're missing out on learning opportunity.
I would have, if your store was around in my childhood, myself and all my friends would have been regular patrons. I remember there were a few stores. There was like a pet store where we could buy like those things that you'd throw on the ground and they'd explode. We used to call them bang snaps. And you could sometimes, this guy, this pet store guy was very shady, and he would sometimes have stink bombs that were the ones in like the small glass bottles, and you could smash those. Mm-hmm. And anytime he had them, we would stock up so we could unleash some mayhem. But I understand when you say a fart bomb, I know what you're talking about. I'm not proud to say if it's the same thing I know from not even my childhood, but my adulthood. It's like a foil bag, and you pop what's in the middle, and then it starts to expand mm-hmm. and inflate, and then it eventually explodes, yep. emitting a fart spray. And I'll tell you, for any listeners out there that are like, Chris, that's juvenile, you're a grown-up, I will tell you, there was a deli in New York that sold them in the neighborhood I lived in Brooklyn. There I lived with Hallie before we got married, when we were engaged. And it wasn't me. It was her that used to like to buy fart bombs and set them off on the streets of Brooklyn. So I know the type of stuff we're talking about here. When you're talking about stinky yep. fart gags and small grade explosives, I grew up and this, I would have been obsessed with this store.
Oh yes. 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 We have, I have all sorts of, you know, the candies, different candies that taste bad.
Your warheads, your crybabies.
I have, oh, no. These are the candies that like, are salty tasting or fishy tasting.
Oh. And then people buy them and challenge each other yeah. to even try to consume them without vomiting.
Yeah. Or they say, here's some really great tasting stuff. Try it. And it tastes like a fishy taste.
I'm going to say something because we're about halfway through this call. Can I say something? And I mean this as a compliment, but I want to put it out here and get your reaction. And I want you to know this is said with joy and this is said with love. We have had many lovable weirdos call this show in the history of our 400 plus episodes. You are one of the most lovable weirdos to ever call the show by far. And
yes,
I say that with affection.
Yes, I love it. Oh no, that is totally me written all over. If you met me in person, I'm definitely a weirdo. I will definitely wear that with a badge of honor.
Because you have the vibe. Like if I met you out,
yeah,
and someone said, "Can you guess what this person does?" I might say, ostensibly sells kites, but on the side makes a lot of money selling a product called liquid ass. I might guess it after talking to you for 20 minutes. It's a good fit.
Oh, it's great. Great. I love that. I personally love that. That's great. I just have to, when people ask me all the time, they're like, where do you guys get this stuff? I'm like, have you met these two brothers? Like this is going back to like two guys who have they are still very, very, at least my dad is, at least because I hear it all the time, very like loving Howard Stern. I have to listen to it all the time. Every time we go on road trips with him, I have to listen to Howard Stern. Who had a billboard either in the 90s or the late 80s in the middle of this town that said, once you get it up, can you control it?
Uh-huh.
But and my dad likes to say to customers, potential kite customers, when like a guy comes in, he asks, you know, so I haven't flown a kite in a while. I'm just having a hard time trying to get a good kite. And my dad goes to the straight face, goes like, so you have a problem getting it up? Kite wise, that is. So.
And this is how you grew up. This is your whole life. It's your child. This kite story has always been a presence.
Because I grew up with my dad. My parents got divorced when I was very young, and weirdly enough, I was granted to my dad. So I'm very close to my mom, but I was given custody to my dad. So yeah, that's kind of who I am. Yeah.
Wow. I love it. What other kinds of things are we selling? What are the big money makers? Liquid ass, expensive kites. What else pays the rent?
Yeah, like, well, what else pays the rent is let's see, I'm trying to think. We sell a lot of flags. Like, I have a huge, like, in the South, I don't know if it's really even popular in the North, but we have a lot of people put flags on the side of their, in their grass, in their garden. I sell the heck out of those. And on their houses, like, I sell all the American flags and state flags and blah, blah, blah flags. Then I have spinners. People love to put spinners in their yards. That's a popular thing in the South, again, usually, or wherever. But unfortunately, right now, this is where it comes to the bad news part that I have to sell. My dad is a businessman. He's a businessman, been a businessman all his life, or for the most part. And he knows what the South likes. And South likes very much is a man who I don't think you're a big fan of. I know I'm not a big fan of. But it's Donald Trump.
Well, you know, when I had a feeling when you said I sell a lot of flags, you know, American flags, state flags, blobbity blah flags, had a feeling I could guess maybe what kind of flags those are that are flying off the shelves in the South. In the South, that would refer to, I would imagine, blobbity blah flags is Trump flags, and Confederate flags are blobbity blah flags.
Yes, unfortunately. Yeah, I have. And you know what? They're going to tell me they're damn proud of getting it every single day, and they love to talk to me about it.
Oh, so people will come, like, into your kite store.
I'm going out of my mind.
I have to say, one thing that's amazing about your store is that it does seem like so much of it is just wind-focused products, whether that's kites, flags, spinners, as you mentioned. And then also even farts are known as passing wind. So it's just sort of everything that's related to wind.
Very true. Very true.
Now, you have people come in and buy up the Trump flags, and you say they want to really talk to you about it. You've also said this is not someone you're a fan of.
Yeah.
So do you just have to keep a straight face and not let them know your politics, or will you just be fighting with people who are coming in to buy Trump flags?
I can't. Unfortunately, I can't. As my dad likes to say, because he's not a fan of the man either, is we have to keep our mouth shut. We can kind of, like, you know, be like, as my dad likes to say, I'm making money from you. You're just giving me my salary. Thank you. Come again.
Wow.
And that's all I can,
So you're allowed to say some things that are along the lines of, let's shut down the political saber rattling in the store and move on, but not get into it much beyond that.
I do. My dad's a talker, and he loves to just kind of, like, just talk these people up. And he knows they're all crazy, or at least that's what we think. And he just kind of laughs. He laughs, as he likes to say, he laughs all the way to the bank. And because he's a very smart man when it comes to politics. And he can just kind of talk the talk and just pretend very, very well.
Wow.
Meanwhile, he voted in the Democratic primary last week.
That's... What a fascinating place to be as a people who run a kite store, which also probably qualifies as like a novelty store. So your politics don't match up with these people, but at the end of the day, it is a business, and it's I have to imagine a big part of the business the past few years. Do you have any lines, like, will you sell pro-Trump stuff, or do you have the Let's Go Brandon flags? Will you have the actual Fuck Biden flags? Like, are there lines, or is it just we make money, we separate ourselves from that?
go with that last one. I wish there were lines. I thought we had lines like a few years ago. The only lines we try to get away from the fuck by and stuff because we had many more or less grandparent age people coming in and like kind of moderate people coming in and they say like I couldn't bring my grandchild to the store.
I'm coming
and
here to buy a kite and some fart spray. I am trying, and it's legitimate. People going, hey, I'm here to bring my grandkids in. We want to get some kites and some fart spray, and I don't need the vulgar political flex. Mm. So those complaints were registered.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Those kind of things will be registered. Yeah, yeah. And it's like, yeah. Because the stuff that I hear on a regular basis is like, what? Like, what? Like, okay. This time of the year, so somewhere in the vicinity of my area, Trump is coming soon. So people are trying to stock up. And he's coming to a college town area. And we had some of these girls the other night. And this, I mean, this is like, you just see online of like what people say. When my other employee, she said, she heard them say that, I don't know why we're buying this shit. You know, we're not going to wear it again. I'm like, what? Like, you're spending $50 on this stuff and you're not going to ever wear it again? Like, why? Like, are you, like, it kind of just like blows my mind, like, what people say to us and will kind of just argue about us and, about certain things, and they just, I mean, they'll tell me the deep conspiracy stuff and how everything is this and that. I'm like, well, that's a different one. And then on top of it. Is that since, I don't know if you knew, but Taylor Swift is such an awful person, according to these people, too. So I have to hear about that because I have Taylor Swift flags. So.
This is one of my favorite calls in the history of this show. So you have a kite store that also sells a lot of novelty flags. And then when election seasons get tense, the novelty flags become a thing that you have to hear complaints and people's stresses about.
Oh, it's yes. I have to hear. Okay, so it's not just flags. Okay, wait. I'll go through the gamut really fast. Flags. Let's see, I have two. I have a, I wish I could like do like a video of this, but I have a Zoltar. You know what Zoltar is, right?
Zoltar from the movie Big?
Yes, like that. But what is he? What is my Zoltar in my store? He's Trump.
Okay. So you have a...
If I can only kid you with this.
So you have a thing where people put in money and then Donald, a robotic Donald Trump tells them their future?
Fuck yes, I do.
Oh my God.
I have to hear it all the time because every time you pass by it, it says something else stupid. And I'm like, oh gosh, keep walking. I have that. I have stickers. Way too many stickers I can count. I have magnets. I have hats. I have someone breaking something right now on my floor. I have t-shirts. I have so many t-shirts she thought I was a joke. License plates. Pins. I can't be. Keychains. I have mugs.
And these are all Trump themed?
Bobbleheads. You wouldn't believe it blows my mind how much we're making fun of someone and people still want it. They laugh at this stuff all the time.
See, and you're
like,
listing
I'm like, what?
When you're listing all these items, bobbleheads, flags, pins, these are your pro Trump, anti Biden novelty sales? Specific items that you're listing.
You got it.
Oh, man. I have to say, beautiful and
I know, it's scary.
No, well, here's the thing, though. It's very scary, but I also mm-hmm. just have to point something out for all of our listeners, because Beautiful Anonymous is this really interesting thing in that you got the short term and the long term. And this will now be, mm-hmm. because of the timing of the show, we launched in 2016. So there was a lot of talk of 2016 election, and then that dies down. And then the 2020 election, you start to hear it come up. Mm-hmm. In some calls, that's explicit. And in others like this, it's incidental. You know, during the pandemic, every call, mm-hmm. at least in some cursory fashion, started to mention how people were dealing with the pandemic. And then some explicitly dealt with it. It's a reflection of the times. And I do believe that as far as the 2024 election season goes, this is probably the call where we have most gotten into it thus far. Now, it's February of 2024. The mm-hmm. primaries are still unfolding. There's other things happening in the news that are still occasionally grabbing focus from this. I have to say, to know that the first time that we've, the person who's called in and said, hey, the storm clouds of the 2024 election are calling in, it makes total sense that someone in a southern state who sells novelty items is going to be one of the first people who feels their life truly affected by this. It's strange and hilarious, and I didn't expect it, but the idea of you going after November, and you can say this sentence with a straight face because this is your life. After November, I hope I can just get back to selling kites and liquid ass is like a real reality in your life. But from now until November.
Yes, sir.
Anti-Biden, pro-Trump kitsch items, including a fortune-telling Trump Zoltar machine, will be a major factor in your life. And you are one of the early canaries in the coal mine to call up and tell us about how things are going. And I find that to be amazing and hilarious, and also in some ways so dark. So dark. Have to pause. I really mean it. It's going to be a long year for all of our American listeners. We all know this. The election's coming. It's going to be crazy. It's going to affect our mental health. It's going to affect our stamina at times. The fact that this show's first real crossing of that Rubicon is from someone who sells a product called Liquid Ass and also a lot of Trump flags is just a perfect entryway into the gauntlet of 2024. Chef's kiss to that one. Hey, I've broken the momentum. Let's get some ads out of the way. We'll be right back. This episode of Beautiful Anonymous is brought to you by IQBar. IQBar is incredible. If you've listened to the show for a while, you have heard I have become a vegetarian in the course of doing the show. So I'm always thinking about protein, and they have plant protein bars that are so good. And I don't say that lightly because I've sampled many things like this, and I would not say that all of them are good. These are, okay? I'm also someone who's got like 4 full-time jobs, and sometimes I need quick grab-and-goes. Guess what? IQ bars are amazing for that as well. Okay, quick, diet-friendly, brain-boosting breakfasts out here. That's even before we get to how they also have IQ Mix, which is a quick rehydration you can do first thing in the morning or after a workout, or how you can drink IQ Joe to sustain the energy you need to focus all day long. Start each day right with IQ bars, brain and body-boosting bars, hydration mixes, and mushroom coffees. And today, our listeners get an exclusive offer. You get 20% off plus free shipping. That is no joke. You just text the word beautiful to 64,000. Simple as that. 64,000. Text them the word beautiful. You'll get instructions on how to get 20% off plus free shipping. Let's also mention, if you're out there and you've got dietary needs, IQ Bar products, all of them, all the different products are entirely free from gluten, dairy, soy, GMOs, and artificial sweeteners. And whether you're out there running a marathon or just you're a busy person running a lot of errands, IQ Bar empowers doers with superior brain and body nutrition. They've got great flavors. I'm talking about chocolate sea salt, peanut butter chip, wild blueberry. These are good flavors. You hear what I'm saying? I bet when I just described what they are, you went, well, what do they taste like? Yeah, they taste like chocolate sea salt. IQ Bar makes the number one brain and body nutrition bar, hydration mix, and instant coffee in the U.S., over 10,000 five-star reviews and counting. Refuel smarter with IQ Bar's Ultimate Sampler Pack. That's 7 IQ Bars, 4 IQ Mix Sticks, and 4 IQ Joe Sticks. And now, our special podcast listeners get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus they get free shipping. You want that 20% off? Just text the word beautiful to 64,000. Get your discount. Text the word beautiful to 64,000. That's beautiful to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details. Thank you again to all of our advertisers. Now let's finish off the phone call. And you can say this sentence with a straight face because this is your life. After November, I hope I can just get back to selling kites and liquid ass is like a real reality in your life. But from now until November.
Yes, sir.
Anti-Biden, pro-Trump kitsch items, including a fortune-telling Trump Zoltar machine, will be a major factor in your life. And you are one of the early canaries in the coal mine to call up and tell us about how things are going. And I find that to be amazing and hilarious and also in some ways so dark, so dark. And I'm sure you do too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Very, it's amazing. I've had this past week, I have a lady come in. My nickname for her is the Crazy QAnon Lady. I have a guy who comes in on a regular basis. He's a jerk. These are all the people I have to deal with on a regular basis. They don't know a thing about my political position. If I told you, let's say I rode around the town multiple times for a while with on my side of my car Elizabeth Warren decal, and I got birds, I got flipped the bird many times, I got honks at, I got, you know, people just, you know, being mean, and then I had, during the 2020 election, I had Biden stickers on my car and I had people peel them off. Again, same thing, birds, blah, blah, blah. And so if they knew any of this, they'd be like, nope. My dad's gotten some hate because my dad's also Jewish. And so he's gotten some hateful things left at his house. But going back to my guy he's just a very, a machismo kind of guy, and he will come up to the store and he's got a big old pickup Cadillac. He's got Let's Go Brandon on the side of it. And he's got four or five flagships ripping across from behind his car. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I have this guy who comes. I mean, I have all sorts of characters.
I can't imagine.
And they're characters. That's the thing. Like, they're not like real people to me. They're characters in my, like, that should be, I think that says something about the community that really pulls him up, like his very his group that pulls him up, is that I call them characters in my story. Like I don't even call them people. Like, that's my verbiage of it. And so don't just think it's going to be a passerby. We never know what's coming next.
Being a liberal Jewish woman living in the American South, mm-hmm. uniquely positioned due to the nature of your family's store to encounter street level political chatter is one of the most specific calls we've ever gotten, and I could not love it more. The fact that we've had liquid ass.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
The fact that you, have seen. Do you have QAnon specific merchandise that people sell? Do you have like Q drops are coming type stuff? And do people come in and buy it?
No. No, see, another thing that's slightly unique about it is, like, if so people want a sticker for it, I have a contractor who can make any sticker you want, so I can make a sticker for you. But that's, like, another, like, line that my dad will, you know, tip to, because that's just a little too far for him, right, when it comes to stuff. No, thank goodness.
That's so, what a strange tightrope you're walking. And when you're not selling kites and novelty items and dealing with the strangely being on the front lines of America's political winds and the way they blow, which is not even meant as a kite pun, but does apply. What's your life like outside of your relationship to this store? Because we've got a few minutes left, and I do want to know that as well.
Yeah, so outside of the store, I work a lot. Like, I got here at 9-ish today, and I won't leave until, like, 7-ish. But I am a person who, like I said, those puzzles, I read a lot. I'm a pretty, to be honest, I'm a pretty boring person, but I'm also a person who has been unfortunately affected with anorexia, and so I have to usually balance that out with a lot of different things, because it's kind of kept me locked in a little bit more, which is at least I've done that to myself. I've allowed my eating sort of to do that to myself. I'm old person kind of thing. Right now that's how I describe myself, puzzle book nerd, has worked at heir to a kite store, and has to deal with eating disorder on a regular basis for the past 10 plus years.
Wow. There's a lot to process there. Well, I'm so sorry that you deal with eating related stuff, because I know that that's such a nasty cycle to break and not easy. And my heart does go out to you on that. Yeah. Outside of any laughing I've done today about liquid ass and you selling stickers to QAnon people, I do just want to pause and say that's a serious thing. So I know that it's also one of those things that even when you are intellectually aware of what's going on and all the negative impacts, it doesn't change the fact that emotionally it's not an easy cycle to break, which is part of what's so scary and so
very true
frustrating about it.
Yeah. Very true. Very true. Yep. And I like many other callers have mentioned, like, I'm very proud of you of doing all of your mental health stuff and letting people out, because I know in unfortunately in the South, mental health and whatever, it's just like, it might as well be a ghost town down here, which sucks. In all honesty, it just sucks. It's like, I mean, we are living in whatever you know that show was, Mayberry.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to understand it. It constantly blows my mind. You know, this is what I said, fortunately, I've been affected by eating disorder. So it's really opened my eyes to see all the different struggles of this country, even though we're in where we are, is how much it sucks to be in a very developed country and we can't figure out the mental health situation, especially with cost. That's one why I like, people may say that you need to go back to hospital or whatever. And I'm like, I can't put another pause on my life. And it sucks. And so I go to therapy, of course, But that's one thing I lean more towards a liberal, because I believe that there's more liberals out there that are more fighting for mental health.
Well, I'm happy to be a part of the fight, and I'm glad that you're fighting the good fight. And I hope it's a fight that you'll win, because I know it's not easy.
Well, thank you, Chris.
Now, you are aware that you are one of the most unique people I've ever spoken to, right? Like, this is not shocking to you?
It's a little shocking because of all the people that you've spoken to. I mean, I've been a big fan of your show for many, many years. I do love that, though. I love being unique. I think that kind of makes it fun. So it makes me smile inside. So I do appreciate that.
This one.
I like being unique. Yeah.
Do you fly kites yourself?
I have a few kites. I don't usually have time. Usually I'm in charge of setting up, if we do kite festivals and stuff like that, usually I'm the person in charge of setting it up all together, getting sponsors, making sure everyone's going to the right place. We have all the equipment we need, all the kites we need. But I do have a few kites. One kite that I have gotten to fly, my dad's palsy, he's a business guy. So one thing is don't keep a kite if you we can just sell it. So he loves to make a buck. So, but one kite that I know I won't sell, my favorite animal is a lion. I have a big lion kite. But I know how to fly some of the trick kites very well.
And you enjoy it. You do enjoy the actual physical process of flying a kite.
Oh, it's so much fun. It's no matter what kind of kite you get, you can put your headphones on or whatever, or you can just sit there. If you're just doing a single line kite, you can just sit there and watch the kite just fly and just see all the, the detail that goes on. We have a kite that's the Mona Lisa, and you can put a kite up there that's the Mona Lisa, and you're seeing artwork in the sky. Or you can sit, or you can do a trick kite and you can put your headphones in or whatever and just have fun with emotions. And it's fun. It's a very relaxing, hobby. I think it was a great thing to really push during COVID, to be honest, because people could still go outside in their area and fly kites. There's actually guy on, I think he's on America's Got Talent a few years ago, a gentleman with Asperger's, and he flew an indoor kite, and that's how he got, just his calmness out, and that's pretty cool.
Indoor kite? By definition, there is no wind indoors.
You got that. That's why you have to move with the kite.
So there's indoor...
You move a lot. Yeah.
And what do you need, a big gymnasium with a high ceiling?
That's exactly it.
Never knew. I will tell you, last year for his birthday, one of Cal's friends gave him a kite that was a pretty large kite that was shaped like a fighter jet. And there's a park in our town with a big field. And Hallie took him out there one day. I was out working or something, and she texted me. Hey, she was like, I'm looking for something to do, so we're going to see if we can get this kite going. And I've always been a fan of a kite. I've always enjoyed a good kite, although never really been, I wouldn't say a kite enthusiast, but I've always enjoyed a kite. And I drove straight to the park, and they were out there and managed to get that kite up, and Hallie had to run with it because there was not much wind. And the look on my son's face, he could not believe. He couldn't believe that this was possible. And it was a thing that he owned. And it got up pretty high, 40, 50 feet up in the air on a day that didn't have all that much wind. And Cal was running around underneath that thing like the world had cracked open, like the world's possibilities expanded in his mind. And I'll never forget that memory. So I will say I do ascribe a little bit of romanticism, and I do think there's something very powerful about a kite, especially to a young kid. And I'm sure that never gets old.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. They'll just find, just like a little kid with any kind of like, just like a little boy, like with any kind of like, if you want to subscribe to like, the idea of like a video game, like he'll like to play like maybe the small little toy that you kind of move with anything when you're a kid, and then, you know, he'll move up to the expensive stuff, and, you know, and so that's what my older boys are. They're just like that. And then they'll find the big expensive stuff when they get older.
It's got to be pretty fun when you see a kid get into it, because you said at the top of the call, a lot of your client base for the kite specifically are sort of like older white guys with disposable income. So it's got to be fun to see the little kids get into it.
Yes. Oh yeah. Oh my gosh, it's great. It's magical. You know, even if the parent isn't necessarily having fun, it's the parents. I hope that they get to see their look on their kid's face, because it, like you said, it's you would never think that would happen so easily. The way a kite is made that would fly like that and could just stay there with the wind, and they see it and they're just, you know, hypnotized, and that is so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And do you ever see kids come in and get real nerdy about like the history of kites, and they want to pick your brain about stuff like that?
Yeah, there are some. You know, it's not even kids. It's more like grown up boys, like who are like in their 20s and just kind of like want to just talk to me about it. And if you tell me, I'm a small statured woman and I have a very quiet, like I mumble a lot. And so, I usually don't like, every time I try to talk, they're like, no, and they'll have something else to say to me. I'm like, nervous. And so, yeah, they do kind of get nerdy with me. Actually, one of our employees, when he first came in to buy a kite, he was pretty nerdy about it. He'll tell you he's still pretty nerdy about it.
And there's big time kite nerds everywhere, right? There has to be. There's huge kite nerds all over this country.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yes. Yes. When we sell, there was a generation of kite people who were in the 80s and 90s that got a lot of kites from, like America when they were first still made, not in China. Which is like not a problem. I don't really care that much. I just, you know, they just different kites. And so they'll have a lot of kites. So when we try to sell them like collectible kites, it's like, well, that has like a small smidge, and or what, well, that wasn't fine. I mean, you have to hear all about it. Just like any other like collectible niche item, you're like, oh my God, it's just a kite. And so yeah, I have to hear about it a lot. And usually, unfortunately, it usually is gentlemen. So, and they just kind of really get into it.
I mean, there must be some kite people that give model train people a run for their money.
Yes, I would say so. I have another one of my employees who's worked for us for many years. He has over 100 kites for sure. He fixes kites. They all fix kites too. And so they have my dad, including my dad, that we know they have to know how to fix kites, or they don't have to, but they learn to fix kites.
What an incredibly, incredibly specific life. Thank you for filling us in. This one's an all time great. We're going to say goodbye to everybody on the free feed.
Thank you.
To everybody who has signed up for beautifulanonymous.com. Thank you so much for doing so. We're going to continue the call in just a few minutes, learn more about our caller, including 5 questions that go in very random directions. So for everybody who is thinking about signing up, why not do so right now? Goodbye to the people on the free feed. We have so much love for you. Caller, thank you so much, so sincerely. for filling me in on your unique and specific life and all the funny parts and all the concerning parts and everything in between. That call was amazing, and I will not soon forget my conversation with the lady from the kite store. What a beautiful gig. Thanks for allowing me to have it, everybody. Thanks to our producer, Andrea Quinn, who is, of course, the high priestess of Beautiful Anonymous. Our theme song is by Shell Shag. Please do support Shell Shag. They're out there still making so much cool art. Look them up. Support them. If you want to know more about me, including when I'm going out on the road, chrisgeth.com has all the answers for you. If you have a story and you want to pitch it, 973-306-4676. If you feel like you are living a particular tale, you come from a background, you have experienced something, and these things are not represented on the show, we have an open door policy here. We want to hear from you. Leave us a voicemail at 973-306-4676. We will get back to you. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris Gethard. You can join the Beautiful Anonymous, the Facebook community for discussions of episodes. And we are on Instagram at Beautiful Anonymous Pod. This week on Beautiful Anonymous Plus, here's some of what you'll get from the five questions. With what age do you associate the word elderly? I love this question. This is a deceptive one.
Oh, that is a good question. Elderly just gives, like, I'm going to be dead tomorrow to me. Like I said, the guy who was in his 70s, he's just old to me. He's not elderly. He's out there. He's much taller, much bigger than me. He's taking down a 19-foot kite. Elderly, I think you put yourself into a little hole, and you're like, I can't do anything. I'm elderly.
Aging is one of those things that we talk so much about, but no matter what you say about it, your relationship with it can only be defined by experiencing it. And whereas I know people who are 20 years older mm-hmm. than me who I'd never consider elderly. There's people I know who are retired where I'd never think of them as elderly. It's really strange how that, it's like a light switch. Don't forget to sign up for Beautiful Anonymous Plus at beautifulanonymous.com.